Hi guys, welcome to After Class with Carissa. I am your host. My name is Carissa. I hope you guys are all having a really good Monday. It is currently 10:04 p.m. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit first about some of the things that were going on today, and then I'm gonna introduce the theme for today. Oh my God, sorry guys. So today was super rainy, and it was honestly kind of gross for a while, but I loved the vibes of the rain. I feel like it was giving very much fall, and then once it was like no longer raining, I really, really loved it. It was super nice, so that was kind of nice. It was like sweater weather all over again. I had a midterm yesterday, which went well, and I have a couple more tests coming up this week, which I'm not super thrilled about, but I have been studying, so hopefully those two will go really well. Over the weekend, there was Laurier's open house, so I did a lot of campus tours, got to know campus a little bit myself too, learning some new things every day, and I did some residence tours, so I got to see what the inside of Bricker looked like for the first time, because I'm not at Bricker, and Bricker's nice. I do like my place, though. One other thing that I have a couple things I'm going to talk about first before I introduce my surprise. So there was a post on Instagram today, and it was literally the greatest thing ever. So Dancing with the Stars, which I don't know if you guys have listened to my last shows, but if you have, you know that I love Dancing with the Stars so much. I love it, like, literally more than anything. Dancing with the Stars is releasing a Taylor Swift themed episode. Taylor Swift and Dancing with the Stars, my two favorite things ever, are coming together to release an episode, and it's going to be like in celebration of Taylor Swift. So I'm guessing that all the songs are going to be Taylor Swift songs that they are playing. I'm hoping that everyone here can hear me, because I just realized that I had the music playing. I'm just like checking a text. My mom did just text me and say that she literally cannot hear me, so thank you, Mom. I don't know why the music keeps doing that, where, like, it's not working, but it is off now, so hopefully you guys can hear me. I'm not gonna recap everything I just said. I'm honestly just going to keep going. I was talking about Dancing with the Stars and how Taylor Swift and Dancing with the Stars are doing a joint collaborative episode, and it is going to be in celebration of Taylor Swift, and it's literally my two favorite things ever right now. Dancing with the Stars, which is on live Tuesdays at 8, and Taylor Swift, which is like my literal favorite person ever. I love her more than life. So they are doing an episode together, and I'm super excited. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the game that I used to play when I was a kid. It's called Moshi Monsters. And my friend Aislinn recently like got me rehooked on it, and I have been playing it nonstop. Like, I feel a little bit bad because I probably should be studying. I have been studying literally like crazy, but I've also reached level 6 on Moshi Monsters, and I've had it for like 3 days. It is so much fun though, and I have been playing that, like, it's literally my childhood, which I love. I love getting texts from people who are listening to the show talking about, like, what I'm talking about. It makes me so happy. Moshi Monsters is the best, guys. Definitely go play it. I'm literally obsessed with it. It's unhealthy, but that's okay. I was playing it right before we came on the radio show, and now I'm going to introduce my little special surprise today. I have my friend Ellie on the show, and today we are going to be talking about The Summer I Turned Pretty, which is a show that is on Prime, Amazon Prime Video, and we're going to talk about that together for you guys, like real podcast style. So let's hear from Ellie. Hello. Hi, Ellie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
I've got to be honest, it's really weird hearing my own voice, because in my head I don't sound like this.
So I've been trying to get Ellie on the show for literally like weeks, and Ellie has curling every single time, but today her curling game was early, so yay, she was able to come on the show. So here we are.
So much fun.
So, Ellie, how was your day?
Well, my day was pretty good. I had calculus this morning, so that sucked. Ooh. But Everything else
you know my
good.
Feelings on calculus.
Yeah. That class makes me sad. Yeah. And then I curling.
Curling?
Yeah. We tied with some old men. Good times.
Yeah. It does sound good. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
What did you have to eat today?
Breakfast, I had eggs. Lunch.
Oh my god, I had eggs for breakfast too.
Yeah. Lunch, I had a really disappointing sandwich. Aww. And then dinner, I made a terrible decision and impulse bought sushi and ate that before my curling game and then felt like shit.
That's okay. To be honest, I don't think that that's a terrible decision. I feel like that's a good decision. You know, self-care. Getting sushi is definitely self-care.
It's sort of healthy. There were cucumbers.
Yeah, no, cucumbers are literally healthy.
They're so healthy.
I have cucumbers all the time. I'm like healthiest eater ever.
I love cucumbers.
Yeah, no, actually, okay. I had Subway for dinner today, and I asked the guy to, like, load it with cucumbers, and my friend Lexi was like, holy crap, that is a lot of cucumbers on there. I was like, no, that's literally the best part of the sandwich. It's the cucumbers. It's the crunch.
Okay, what is your Subway order?
Oh, my gosh. It's so basic, but I get it every single time. I actually recently added spinach. Okay, ooh. every 4 years, I add something new. So my original Subway order was, like, Italian bread, ham, cheese, lettuce, and cucumber. And then, like, a few years, like 4 years, I switched to Italian herbs and cheese. And then in grade 9, I added tomato. And now, first year of university, I added spinach. So it's a pretty, pretty good sandwich. I would definitely recommend. I get the same thing literally every time. It's always that. And it always slays. It's always good.
Do you not put sauce on it?
No. No sauce.
What? Why not?
Because I don't like the sauce. No. Yeah. I was telling you that the other day, how I don't like most sauces. And, like, I like mayo and stuff. But, like, I don't want mayo on my sub. Like, I don't know why. I just, like, don't.
Oh,
like,
you put mayo on the sub.
I like mayo on, like, chicken burgers and stuff. Like, burgers.
Oh, chicken burgers are good.
Yeah, they are good. I have them, like, I had one from Harvey's the other day, though, on Saturday. I was telling you about that, actually.
They make chicken burgers?
Yeah, they have, like, 3 different chicken, like, I swear the chicken burgers is, like, the whole big section of their menu. Like, you look at their menu and you immediately just see them because that's what's there.
I don't know if I've ever had Harvey's. My go-to, like, seriously? Fast food is A&W, and I always get onion. I love onion rings, and they have good onion rings.
I don't like onion rings.
What?
Yeah, I know.
They're so good.
Hold on. Hey, Mom, if you're listening, do you want to send me, like, another text that you can hear me? Because those are actually really helpful. Anyways, we're going to keep going. So I'll tell you, like, what I did today. So, oh, my God, it's actually so bad. I had an egg and bacon sandwich for breakfast.
Yum.
At, like, 8 in the morning. And then, okay, I got a different text from somebody else who's commenting. So we know that they can hear us.
Okay, perfect.
Which is good. So A&W is not on top, by the way. It's not.
What?
No. I do not. So I don't. Good. I don't like their fries. Like, I feel like
they
taste
weird. Well,
you
don't get the fries. You get the onion rings.
I don't know.
They put some, like, weird orange dust on it. And, oh my goodness, it's so good.
The weird orange dust. Oh, my mom says hi to you.
Hi, Chris's mom.
Okay, so I had a egg and bacon. It was like one piece of bacon because that's all I had left that was cooked, and I, like, shredded into a billion pieces to, like, cover the bagel. And at, like, 8 a.m. And then I went to my first period class, which we were doing some, like, group work assignment, and it was low-key really stressful, but it was, like, graded. Like, it was, like, an in-class participation group work assignment.
What class?
Archaeology. Mm. So we were doing some bone stuff, which was pretty cool. And then after, I wanted to get Starbucks, but we were released out of class 2 minutes late. So by the time I got to the Starbucks line, it was literally, like, all the way to the end of the hall. And I was like, I can't wait in that Starbucks line. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do it. And it broke my heart so bad. So we went to Tim's instead in the science building. And I got a white hot chocolate with another bagel with bacon and egg.
I love
bagels.
So I
had 2 of those today. But that was, like, lunch. But no, the white hot chocolate was really good. But I kept complaining to my friends about the fact that I didn't have Starbucks. And I think they were probably getting annoyed. But I really, really wanted that mango dragon fruit refresher. Ooh. Like, it was all I was thinking about all day. And then since we got, like, released out of class late, I couldn't get it. And I was really sad.
That is really sad. I had a brainwave earlier today. So the Christmas menu for Starbucks has come out, mm-hmm. and I absolutely love the peppermint mocha.
Oh.
But I wasn't feeling like a hot drink.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I get an iced peppermint mocha?
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it sounds really, really good.
It does. Like, I don't, like mochas, but, like,
yeah.
I can picture it sounding really, really good. Like, I feel like that's what I was saying. I was like, the hot chocolate, the white hot chocolate would be good with peppermint in it. Like, I feel like that would taste, like, awesome.
That would taste
good. That does sound really good. To be honest, I think you should try it. Just, like, go in and ask. And, like, what's the worst? They don't have it? Then just get it hot. Like,
so true. And I just, like, you just stick it over ice. Also, I feel the people who work the Starbucks at Laurier are absolute saints.
Oh, my God. Literally. That line never ends.
No, the stuff they put up with. I saw, oh, my goodness. It was, like, six or something boys all ordering Starbucks, and they all got their Frappuccinos. And each person, I swear, got, like, three different drinks.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a giant order, and I felt so bad for the people working.
Ooh. You know, I always feel bad when, like, somebody is, like not being a good customer. Like, if I'm, like, in line and somebody's, like, arguing with the workers or something, or, like, giving them a really hard time, I always feel terrible about it. Mm-hmm. That's why whenever I'm, like, talking to anybody in service, I'm, like, overly, overly nice. Like, nice to the point where they're, like, oh, my God, like, she was, like, why was she so nice? Because, like, I'm, like, I want to make sure that they're having, like, at least one positive experience in their day, you know?
Yes, that's, you're one of the good people.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's literally so hot in here. I'm sweating so much right now. Wait, I was telling you about my day.
Yep.
It's so easy to get sidetracked, especially when there's two people. Like, I'm really good at it on my own. I'll go off on all these little rants, and then I'll be like, wait, what was I talking about? And then now that there's two of us, we're going to do it, like, twice as much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we've been doing this for 15 minutes, and we still haven't even talked about the summer I turned pretty.
That's okay. You know what? The summer I turned pretty is not as important as we are.
No, it's not. You're so much more important than Belly.
Yes. Anyways, Belly, what kind of name is that?
That's so true.
Okay. Ow. I just, like, hit my hand off there. Okay. We are my day. My day. So I was having a good day. And I went to the academic support fair because I'm on the academic council.
Ooh.
And I guessed how many lollipops were in the jar. I guessed 70,965, which was unfortunately not right. I also did know the actual amount on the jar, so I couldn't actually guess. I wasn't allowed.
You should have told me.
That was exciting. And then I went to class. And then the funniest, most terrible thing happened. I left my water bottle in my class, but I didn't know that. So I went back to the academic support fair to go give more support. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, I left my water bottle. And I was like, I turned to my friend and I was like, will you please go get it for me? Like, I will be there. I'll stand there. I just need you to go in. Like, I can't do this. I'm literally like, this is so bad. And he said, no. Which was kind of really rude of him, but
yeah,
he was like, you have to do it yourself. And I was like, please don't make me. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not helping you. So I was like, oh, okay. So I ended up having to go by myself, and I was like, you know what, bite the bullet. Just go in there, get your water bottle, and walk out. So I go in there. I'm walking into the lecture hall right where I'm sitting, and I don't see my water bottle. So I keep walking a few rows further, and I don't see my water bottle. And eventually, I'm too far into the class. I know that it wasn't sitting this close to the front. So I just find an empty seat, and I sit down. And I sit down in this random classroom for, like, a good at least 3 minutes of me being like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I'm in this random class learning about tourism right now. Like, what is going on? And I'm like, crap. And I'm like, I need to leave. Like, I'm not staying. And I don't have my water bottle. And I didn't see it, like, on the teacher's desk or anything. So it's not like I could, like, go get it. So I ended up just, like, picking up my stuff and just, like, getting out of there. And it was so embarrassing. And now I lost my, like, $60 hydro flask. I have no idea where it was. I went back, like, a couple hours later after all the classes were over to, like, check to see if it was actually in there. And I just missed it. And it's not. It's gone. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you've recently inherited a blue hydro flask, please give it back.
Oh, my God. My mom actually told me to say that on here to, like, put a little, like, missing announcement. I was like, no, I can't do that.
For all the people who listen.
Oh, my God.
If you're listening to this, I don't think you steal people's water bottles.
Oh, yeah. Please give it back if it was you. Ava, I know it was you. Give it back. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so now we're actually going to talk about the summer I turned pretty. It is 10:18. 18 minutes in the introduction isn't good. So bad. I feel like this is fun.
So good. So
the first thing I want to say is that Ellie and I, every single time that we've been, like, planning for the show, like, I've been, like, giving her the brief, like, how everything works. We've started talking about this topic, and then I had to stop us being like, no, don't say anything now. We'll say it when we're on the show so we don't, like, we don't ruin it for us, because it's, like, we haven't pre-talked about this, so we started going with it, and we were like, oh.
Because you don't want to talk about it twice.
Yeah, like, I don't want to ruin it by doing it first, yeah. So, anyways, I do know one thing, which is deeply terrible, and I am very ashamed to say this, but Ellie is Team Jeremiah.
I am Team Jeremiah, and for some reason, you're Team Conrad.
Team Conrad is the only team that you should be on, because... No. Okay, spoilers ahead, guys. Like, if you don't want this spoiled, I'm sorry. And if you're my friends listening to this, don't leave. but, like, seriously, like, I'm about to spoil this show. So, she literally ends up with Conrad. Like, it's the right team.
Yes, but he's creepy.
He's not creepy.
He's creepy and manipulative. And
what do you mean manipulative?
He just seems manipulative. Okay. I don't even have any, like, basis for this opinion.
To be honest, in my opinion, manipulative is shooting a firework at Belly and Conrad right as they're about to kiss in order to stop them. Like, shooting a literal firework at them to stop them from kissing. Like, you couldn't have said, like, hey, guys, like I need some help. No, you shot a firework at them.
That is true.
That is a little bit weird, eh?
But he didn't emotionally blackmail her.
What?
Yeah.
Conrad isn't, like, he was going through a lot. His mom died.
Okay, that is true. Still emotional blackmail.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like Jeremiah, like, okay, actually, somebody said this to me. Jeremiah literally looks like Achilles. Like,
he does.
Right? And, like, his eyes, like, the way, like, it's, like, all you can think of when you see Jeremiah is, like, Achilles. Like, it's scary.
He gives Beach Boy with colored contacts.
I mean, like... No, I can't. Like, every single time that Conrad and Belly were, like, about to have a moment, Jeremiah just, like, randomly appeared. And every single time that Belly and Conrad were even speaking to each other, he was there, and he was always mad about it. But, like, Conrad had no issues with Belly and Jeremiah being friends.
Conrad's so grumpy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, grumpy ex-sunshine. That's literally, like, one of the best tropes.
Okay, that is true.
Jeremiah is just, like a creep. Do you remember the scene of him dancing, like, randomly dancing in the debutante thing? Like, yeah. He was, like, in his pool boy shorts, and he just walks into a ball with literally everyone in full glam, and he just starts dancing to, like, Cardi B.
I mean, I love that, what is that, charisma?
Charisma? Is that the word? Chivalry?
I was about to say gumption.
Gumption?
Yeah. That's a weird word for you. I'm not an English student. Don't know why I know that word. Kind of sounds like gumbo.
Gumbo. Is that a movie? Is that the one with the elephant?
That's Dumbo with the D.
Never mind.
Gumbo is a stew.
Oh.
I don't know. The dining hall had vegan gumbo today. Apparently it was good, but it looked a little questionable.
Oh. Anyways. I can't think of... I haven't watched the show in a while, but I'm sure I can find, like, a number of more reasons why I completely dislike Jeremiah. Let's think, shall we? First of all,
you got a list.
I actually the problem is that I haven't watched the show in so long. So I'm like, not so long. It's been like 2 months, but I'm trying to think. Okay.
Yeah, I rewatched it over the summer.
First of all, I started thinking, like, at near the, like, second season, like, Belly, Jeremiah, Conrad. It was getting so much. Belly was literally, like, switching between those boys like there was no tomorrow. Like, every
She's
other
the
episode.
Problem.
No, literally. Like, I feel bad because, like, obviously she was grieving and she really just needed, like, therapy. Like, she gets hated on a lot. But, like, to be honest, like, a good couple therapy sessions would have fixed a lot. But, like, Belly, like, literally, those poor boys were, like, absolutely, like, she was going back and forth.
And, yeah. Like, they're all going through the same thing. Like, it wasn't even... This sounds horrible. Don't judge me on this. But it wasn't her mom that died. It was their moms that died. And then she was, like, playing with both of their hearts.
Literally.
So,
but, like, Susanna was like a mom to her. They were, like, they were besties. Because, like, Laurel was always so mean to Belly because, like, she was, like, a strict mom. And, like, Susanna was, like, the fun mom. So, like, Belly and Susanna had, like, this special bond. The special that bond. Was, like, what they described it as. But, no. Okay. By season two, the only thing I really cared about was Taylor and Steven. I love Taylor and Steven with literally everything in my heart. Taylor is amazing. She's everything. And... no, literally, Taylor was my favorite character in the second season. She was, like, perfect, which is good, though, because in the books, Taylor in the books was so terrible. Like, she was a horrible friend. She was a horrible character. Oh. Like, she was unlikable in the books. But in the, like, in the show, in season two especially, she is wonderful. I'm so glad that they made her a good friend because, like, why, like, villainize the girls in the show? Like,
so
right?
True.
Like,
villainize the boys.
Girls supporting girls.
Love that. No, like, if you want to talk about creepy boyfriends, Milo, who was Milo. That? How much older was he than Taylor?
Okay, yeah, it's so weird, because he looked older, too. Like,
I'm going to Google it.
Oh, my God. Okay, Milo's, okay, I'm going to be so honest, though. Milo's song, like, his diss track, Getting Even with Steven, do you remember that?
Yes.
That was actually, it was good. I enjoyed
musical
it.
Gold.
I thought it wasn't bad. It was funny that it was on SoundCloud, though. Yeah, no, I thought that was good. But, like, oh, my God, the fight scene between Milo and Steven was actually, like, the biggest secondhand embarrassment ever, though. Do you remember when he, like, tried to do, like, that super special, like, flying kick? Like, he was in, like, Cobra Kai.
He's Karate Kid.
He's, like, starts flipping, and Taylor's like, you're literally, like, embarrassing me right now. And then she's all like, what's my middle name? And he doesn't even know. And then Steven comes forward, and he's like, it's Madison. And then, like, it's, like, Taylor and Steven are meant to be. That's where they also have, like, their cute little Party in the USA dance.
I love that song.
It is good. It's, like, sometimes... it is not underrated. I feel like that's, like, one of the most overrated songs ever.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
No, it was, like, it's, like, you have to be in the mood for that song. But they completely ate up that dance. It was literally perfect. I have no complaints. That was a good scene.
I can't find Milo's age online.
Aww.
Keeps up bringing up other random people named Milo.
Taylor was supposed to be a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, she's
16. So let's guess that, like, Milo was, like, 19.
Because he wasn't in school.
Was he not?
No.
Oh.
He had a career as a professional musician.
Oh, yes, right.
So, you know, he's...
he also had his... I feel like in TV shows, every 16-year-old has their driver's license. I'm like...
yeah, and, like, their own car.
Like, were you all born in January? Like, is that what's happening here? How do you guys all have your license and, like, at 16 when it's literally, like, there's, like, snow? It's, like, March. How do you have your license already? I don't get it.
Yeah. Are the license rules different in the States?
I don't think so. I don't think you can get a license at 15. That doesn't seem right. It's like, just, like... I have no idea. Or maybe there's, like, not as an extensive, like, 8-month wait process that you have to go through before you get your license. I have no idea.
There's not the whole G1 thing. I think the G1 is a good thing. Yeah. I know some people who got their G1 and weren't safe to drive by themselves.
Oh.
Failed their G2, obviously, because they're bad drivers.
That's no good. My G2 test was really easy, I feel like. It was in the winter, though, so, like...
snow.
It was like my 3-point turn was like a 7-point turn, so she was literally like, it's okay if you take a couple extra points because we're on the narrowest road in this entire town and there's snowbanks on both sides. So it's like, oh, that's awesome, thank you so much.
What a sweetie.
At least there were no cars coming. That would have stressed me out more, but like the signaling, I was getting like so stressed that I was gonna signal wrong, but I didn't and I passed.
I don't understand signaling for 3-point turns.
Oh, my God. It's, like, it's excessive and unnecessary.
And you,
like,
got to do it each time.
You do it every single time.
What?
Anyways, we are so off topic.
Sorry.
Right now. No, I was saying we're going to do this all the time. Yeah. Okay, can we talk about Nicole? Do you remember Nicole? Nicole was Conrad's, like, girlfriend in, like, the first season.
Oh, the one with the yacht?
Does she have a yacht? Oh my God.
One of them had a yacht.
They were all so rich.
The really rich friends.
The really rich people. Have you watched Outer Banks?
I got partway through Outer Banks and then stopped.
One of the, like, theories is that, like, the Summer I Turn Pretty are, like, the kooks, and then the Outer Banks side is, like, the pogues.
Oh, I like that theory.
It's a cool one, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I always think about that now. But no, okay, they were literally all rich. But Nicole dated Conrad, and do you remember? They were, like, playing volleyball in the pool, and like Taylor spiked it, and it like hit Nicole in the face, and they like made a huge scene about it, and then Nicole was like, they like had to go, and it was literally like a plastic inflatable ball, and she was like acting like she was like hit in the face with like a stone.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's
people are just too dramatic.
It's not that serious. She just wanted to make a scene. And then like everybody's like, oh, I love Nicole. Like, she's such a good character. And I'm like, no. Nicole left two underage girls completely naked without clothes on the road. Everyone forgets about that. The fact that she saw that she's 18 years old, right? Yeah. And she sees that this her like boyfriend called this 16-year-old girl after she said that there was nothing going on between them because they're family friends. They're literally family friends, and she sees that he called her like family friends do, and she gets jealous of this 16-year-old girl, and because of that, she steals her clothes while she's swimming and drives away, leaving this 16-year-old girl, 16, underage, completely naked, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah, that's terrible.
That is not okay. Literally not.
And then also took her friend's clothes. Like, the friend has nothing to do
literally,
with this.
She took her friend's clothes. Like, Taylor, that, I feel so
poor
bad.
Taylor.
In that scene. Like, I was like, okay. And then they're like, they become friends again in, like, the second season. They say, like, hello. And I'm like, no, I literally would never talk to her again if she did that to me.
No,
like,
she'd be on my burn list.
Literally, not okay, not okay. Red flag.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this on the way over. Anybody named Taylor is already great.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Tay Lautner, the wife. Love her. Ooh. Did you know that? Taylor Lautner married a girl named Taylor, so now they're both Taylor Lautner.
Taylor.
Yeah.
There were two people that lived on my street growing up named Jody and Jody.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, were they related or were they
No,
like-
they were married.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah.
I can't marry anyone named Carissa. I feel like it would like be enough to like meet someone else that has the same name as me. And then like that would be crazy as is. I feel like I've never met anyone with the same name as me before.
I had a babysitter growing up named Carissa.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god. That's how I remembered your name so quick.
That's crazy. I went to high school with a girl named Elise. But
I went to school with, like, three other Elises. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I never got to experience that.
No.
No.
It's just really confusing.
Did the, like, teachers get you mixed up or anything?
No, because I just went by Ellie.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. This is not the summer I turned pretty. We get so...
No, this isn't.
That's okay. Oh, my God. It's 10:30 already. Do you want to do... Okay.
Music.
That's okay. We're gonna take, like, a short break. I'm going to play you guys my... Okay. It's not my favorite song from the soundtrack, because obviously there's so much Taylor Swift in the soundtrack, and that's automatically my favorite. But my favorite non-Taylor Swift song in the soundtrack is Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac, and I'm telling you, it played during the funeral scene, literally life-changing, it is everything, and I became obsessed with it. And it was the perfect song in that scene, and it's literally, like, the best thing in cinematic history ever. So we're gonna listen to that song now. And then Ellie and I are going to come back and talk some more. So I'm going to, first I have to find it in the playlist.
In the playlist.
It's there. I found it. Okay. And we will be back in a minute. Okay. We are back. So during the break, I crawled under the table to figure out why one of the mics wouldn't work. So we're using mics 2 and 3 instead of 1 and 2, which is, it's fun. But I didn't figure it out. So I ended up instead searching some fun stuff about Jeremiah, my mortal enemy, Jeremiah. And Ellie and I are going to talk a little bit about that. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed, oh no.
Did you not pause the song?
I forgot to pause the song,
nice.
So that's okay. I'm searching on TikTok because TikTok always has the best opinions.
It's a reputable source. If you can't cite that for a paper, you can't cite anything.
Literally. Okay. So, oh my gosh. Here is the biggest thing. Okay. This is literally, this says, Conrad is happy as long as Belly is happy. But ultimately, he wants what's best for Belly, even if it means pushing her away, because all he cares about is Belly. And Jeremiah, all he cares about is himself. He's just beefing with his older brother here. And Jeremiah, oh my God, I'm unlocking all the memories right now. Jeremiah only even wanted Belly after Conrad, like, expressed interest in her. Like, Conrad, like, when he realized that Conrad was going after Belly, that's when he's like, oh my God, I want Belly, because Conrad wants Belly, because I'm so jealous of Conrad. And oh my God, it's actually so funny. Okay, in the third book, I don't know if you haven't,
like, I haven't read them.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. I am a huge fan of the show. I am a huge hater of the books.
Okay, that's what my sister says, and I was like, not going to read the books then.
Yeah, the books are not very good. No offense. Jenny Han, you're awesome. And I really love the show, and I really love To All the Boys I Loved Before, but I'm not, like, a huge fan of these books. I gave them all 2 stars, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I mean by not a fan. Like, 2 stars is pretty generous, too. But anyways, in the third book, Belly literally says to Jeremiah that he has a victim complex when they're in a big fight. He's like, yeah, you and your, like, victim complex. And he's like, what do you mean by that? Because he's always the victim in every single situation. It's like, everybody is out to get me. I'm like, Jeremiah, not everything's about you. Excuse me.
Yeah, he is always the victim. It's poor little Jer Bear.
Poor little Jer Bear.
But I mean, he's just so much better looking than Conrad.
No.
Yes.
I think Conrad, they're both attractive.
Conrad basically has a bowl cut. Oh, also, today at the curling club, I saw a lady who had a bowl cut.
Oh.
But she was like 60 and had a bowl cut.
Oh, no.
She pulled it off, though.
That's good.
I mean, if anybody can pull it off, it's a curler.
Oh. Please don't get a bowl cut.
I'm not going to get a bowl cut.
It's nice hair.
Oh, thank you. My hair is really hairing.
Aw. Yeah, I was in a braid the other day. I thought that looked nice.
It's in a braid again.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It is.
It's my, I'm too lazy to.
Do you do that yourself?
Yeah.
I cannot braid the back of my hair like that. I can do, like, French braids, but I
then
can't.
Then how did you Dutch braid your hair the other day?
I can Dutch braid my hair. I just can't do, like, one braid at the back. I don't know why.
It's just the opposite.
Like French braiding?
Yeah.
I can French braid my hair, too, like, in 2 braids. It's just, like, I literally just cannot do one at the back. It's, like, I don't know what it is. I just can't.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's okay.
Just, I hate the feeling of hair down around my face. So I like it pulled back.
Oh, yes. Me, too. See, that's the thing. I was like, I want to get bangs, but they would bother me so much.
You'd look good with bangs.
Thank you. I think I would look good with bangs. But, like, again, like, it would bother me, and then I would just end up, like, pulling them out. Like, I would be like, get out of my face.
Yeah. They're impractical.
It wouldn't go well, but I think they're cute. Then I was like, I could get curtain bangs, but then I feel like those would annoy me too.
You know who pulls off bangs?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she does.
What a queen.
I love Taylor.
Absolute icon.
We can relate everything back to Taylor Swift. Did you know that the Summer I Turned Pretty soundtrack is, like, literally Taylor? Like, everything. It's just Taylor.
Because she's iconic.
She is iconic. Let's go through every single song by Taylor Swift, and we can talk about it for a minute.
Just let's give our also, opinions on the songs.
Let's also take note that every single song except, like, one in the first... No, every single song in the first season that when Taylor plays, it's about Belly and Conrad. They get all the Taylor Swift songs, which... Is that a sign? I think it might be.
I don't want to be this person, but you do know a lot of her songs are breakup songs, right?
Not the ones that we're playing.
Okay.
Okay, let's start. Okay. Cruel Summer plays in episode one, and I know that off the top of my head.
Absolutely
because
iconic.
And that plays when Belly and Taylor are talking about Conrad and about Belly going to Cousins. Next, we have Lover.
I love that song.
You love Lover, don't you? It's a good song.
One of my favorite
and
songs.
And Lover plays when Belly and Conrad see each other again for the first time after the whole year.
Yeah.
Weird, eh?
Okay, this is some pretty undeniable evidence, but I'm going to stick with my opinion.
Okay, moving on. We have False God, which plays when Belly and Conrad are about to kiss, but then rudely get disrupted by a firework being shot at them by a certain jealous Jeremiah. Weird.
Wow. That's who crazy. Could have seen that coming?
Clearly Jeremiah. Okay, moving on.
He had it planned.
This Love, Taylor's version.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like a love song? And isn't that weird? Like, I feel like that, like, plays with, like, Conrad and Belly together.
Wow.
Weird.
Weird.
Weird. Mm. And moving on. Oh my god. I don't even need to keep scrolling. I already know.
What's next?
It's That's the Way I Loved You.
Oh, such a good song.
That's the my friend Lexi asked me to sing her a song so she could fall asleep, and here you go. Ready?
Oh, okay.
That's the way I loved you. How was that?
That was good? So good.
I thought it was
you
good.
You are a musician.
So it did play after Jeremiah ditched Belly in her debutante main dance and Conrad had to step up.
Okay, we're going to circle back to the whole debutante thing because I have some opinions. But okay. We'll continue with the song list.
Moving on. We have Last Kiss, which is absolute. We heard that earlier. Yep. I was playing some, like, I did, like, a fun little, like, randomly pick one song to play, and it ended up being a really weird one.
Yeah,
so I moved to Last Kiss. I don't know if you guys caught that, but Last Kiss played. What a beautiful song, eh?
Such a good song.
It was good. Last Kiss is a little bit sad. It's talking about, like, when Belly and Conrad go through some rough patches, Belly and
Maybe
Conrad.
Maybe their last kiss, because Conrad's being shoved aside for his better, more attractive brother.
That was good. That was good. And
thank
then,
you.
and then we move on when they get back together, and it's Invisible String, because all along there was an invisible string tying me to you, mm-hmm. Belly and Conrad, Invisible String. Now let's talk about that for a moment, because Invisible String plays while Belly and Conrad are dancing on the beach while it's snowing. And is there an elephant in the room?
There is an elephant in the room.
Whoa, where is it, Ellie? Do you know what it is?
I think it's because they didn't play Snow on a Beach. What a missed opportunity.
You had literally the perfect opportunity to play Snow on the Beach, and you play, like, Invisible String. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Invisible String was literally perfect, but, like, Snow on the Beach.
It's literally named.
Like snow.
Oh.
It was so beautiful, but a little part of me was, like, left unsatisfied with that because I was like, why didn't you play? Like, Invisible String was great, but, like, Snow on the Beach literally would have, like, ate me alive and then, like, spit me out and ate me again. I would have died.
I just sat there yelling at the TV.
I died dead. R.I.P. me.
R.I.P. me. I died dead. I have that on a bracelet.
Do you really?
I do. I left it in the city, though.
Moving on.
I didn't bring it here with me.
Sweet Nothing, which is literally my favorite Taylor Swift song.
Really?
Yeah. I want that to play at my wedding. I think I said that on the last show.
That's so cute.
It's so pretty, and it's everything to me. And the fact that, like, it was about, like, Joe and then they broke up is a little bit sad, but I still love that song more than anything. I'm, like, whispering. Are you guys, like, you're getting my, like, late night voice?
ASMR with Carissa.
ASMR. I love ASMR.
Same.
I watch it to, like, help me sleep.
Yes.
Yes.
So good.
You like sounds, mouth sounds. I can't do mm-mm. mouth sounds.
Nope.
No. Ready? Ready?
Squirmy.
Ew.
But, okay. Like, long fingernails.
Ooh, like the tapping.
Oh, so good.
Oh my god.
Oh, you
guys,
still had the microphone?
The microphone cover was on because I wasn't intending on using this mic.
Oh my god. That's so good.
Is that nice?
That is very nice.
That's crazy.
I love that.
Okay, moving on.
Sorry, we get distracted easily.
Delicate. Delicate actually does play in the Jeremiah scene. I'll give you that. There's one song.
Love it.
It's delicate because his ego is delicate because it breaks all the time.
That is true. That is true.
Oh my gosh. I'm destroying him.
You are.
Okay, later on they actually do play Snow on the Beach, but.
It's like you had the license for the song. What are you doing?
I know, right?
If I could have 1 minute alone with whoever selected the music.
That's what you would say.
Oh yeah.
Okay, they played Snow on the Beach during Steven and Taylor, which Steven and Taylor is the superior couple anyways. So like I was okay with that because it was so adorable.
I love Steven and Taylor.
Steven and Taylor are literally everything.
So sweet.
I think Steven's more attractive than Jeremiah, too.
Yes, he definitely is.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we share an opinion. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
I swear we get along.
Okay, and then they play, okay, side note, this isn't Taylor, but they literally play my favorite Lana Del Rey song, which is How to Disappear, which is one of the songs I played on my first day on the radio, fun fact. I love it so much. They play that. Anyways, after they play Bigger Than the Whole Sky and everybody sobs as their favorite character goes into heaven. Aww. Do you remember when Conrad sings, though? He's like, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord. I laughed so hard. I laughed at the funeral. It was so bad. He starts singing, and I laughed because his singing was so bad. Like, it was the worst singing ever. Like, Lola, the girl who plays Belly, is such a good singer. If she had sung the song, it would have been fine. But they made Conrad, who literally cannot sing, sing the song, and it was terrible.
They just needed some comedic relief.
Yeah, but it's like, it's too sad of an episode. Let's make everybody laugh.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Anyways, so they play Bigger Than the Whole Sky. Oh my god. And then in the very last episode, this is literally gut-wrenching. I remember running out to my mom to tell her about this. They played Exile by Taylor Swift, which literally, like, killed me. It killed me so much.
I have a hot take.
What? No, I don't want to hear it. I can't hear anything bad about Exile. This is bad. Please don't say it. Please be nice.
Okay, I won't say it.
No, say it.
Okay. I really, really love Folklore. Like, it's my favorite album of Taylor Swift's. Mm-hmm. If I had one song to skip, it would be Exile. It's a great song. Whoever the other singer is, there's just something about his voice that I don't like.
Ellie, get out.
I'm really sorry.
Literally leave. Like, you're done. No.
Sorry.
I can't. I literally, no. We're not friends.
No, that's it.
This is the end.
That's it.
This is the end. That's by Adele. Do you remember that? No. Okay. Get out. Stop. I'm so mad at you right now.
Sorry.
Bon Iver. It's literally, it's a perfect song. I gave so many signs, the whole like chorus. Did you not hear it? Do we need to play it right now?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we do. Listen to this song and literally, like, listen to it deep in your soul.
Okay, I had to, like, fast forward on there because I realized that we literally have 10 minutes left.
No.
And I know, right? So sad.
I just have to come back on.
Yeah. And I wanted to be able to talk, but did you hear that? Did you feel it in your soul?
It's a good song. There's just a little too much going on. And the guy's voice. Ugh.
Okay, but we'll listen to it again after.
Okay.
It's okay. I'll play it on repeat until you begin to love it. Anyways, so... there's a season 3 coming up. Did you know that? Yeah.
You just told me.
I told you earlier, and then I said, I'm going to say that again on the show. They're getting 10 episodes instead of 8. I heard that.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
I love more episodes.
More episodes just means more Taylor Swift.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, my God. You know what I forgot to put in the Taylor Swift playlist, or the Summer I Turned Pretty playlist?
What?
Hey, Steven. Hey, Steven is her ringtone, and it wasn't included in, like, the list that I was looking at online for the playlist, and it is in there.
It is in there.
Yeah, I told... Oh, my God. That's another reason. Jeremiah, literally, like, she's like, we need to change a tire, and he's like, how do you do that? And literally Belly knew, and he didn't. And then he tries for 3 seconds, falls over, gets the tiniest bit dirty, and then throws a little hissy fit about it. He's like, look, my clothes are all ruined, and if we had just called the people to fix the tire for me, they would have been here already. I'm like, Jeremiah, it's been 3 minutes. They wouldn't have been here by now, and you would have still complained about it.
Yeah, that's true. You do need to know how to fix a tire. I mean, I can't fix a tire.
But, like, they
need
to know.
But you need to know how to fix a tire. If you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Mm-hmm. No, literally. I'm sorry. I've been slandering Jeremiah, but, like, I need to get my point across.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I think in conclusion, I'm right.
Yeah. He's just a better dancer than
Was Conrad a bad dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
He left Belly.
Yeah.
And then, was he even in the flash mob? What is that?
Flash mob? There was a flash mob?
The choreographed dance?
Oh my God.
I guess it's not a flash mob.
He was definitely in that because Conrad would literally never.
Yeah.
That's not his thing. Oh my God. Do you know Cam Cameron?
I love Cam Cameron.
She should have just chosen Cam Cameron. They could have lived happily ever after. Like, Cam Cameron was perfect.
On a boat.
Literally. He wanted to, like, be a marine biologist, like, making the bank.
That is so cool.
Do they make a lot of money? Marine biologists.
I really don't think you do.
Well, at least they would have been happy together.
They would have been so happy. They could have had a boat. They would have had kids named after, like, weird animal things. Like
Star.
Star.
Like starfish.
That's a little too hippie.
Star and Jelly. No, not
Jelly. Oh, Jelly. Belly and Jelly, my children.
Belly and Jelly. Oh. The Jeremiah and Belly ship name. Jelly.
Jelly. It's so much better that you're accidentally saying.
It's Bonrad. Bonrad.
Bonrad?
I know,
ew,
it's terrible.
That sounds like some sort of, like...
disease.
Ointment you'd put on an infected cut. Bonrad.
Bonrad.
Use Bonrad to heal it faster.
Call 1-800-BONRAD.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you remember in season two when Belly, like, gets into the car and she, like, closes the door and it's dinging and it's dinging, and then it starts the intro of Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, and it's just the greatest really transition of all time.
Yeah.
I think that was worth mentioning. I really feel like I'm glad I said that.
It just, like, got you really...
I wrote it down, and I was like, I need to say this.
Yeah.
No, literally, it is. It's everything. I want to tap on the mic again. I've been thinking about this for, like, the last few minutes. Is that cool?
It is very cool. I like that sound.
That's good. It's like rain on your window.
It's kind of like rain. Okay, here's my, like, thing when I study.
Mm-hmm.
I can't study in silence because I feel like I'm going crazy.
I don't like sitting in silence either.
Mm-hmm. But I had to read a study for my biology class about how music with words makes you less effective. So now I've been, like, scared out of it. Except for math. Oh. It doesn't affect anything for math.
I listen... Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I'll listen to, like, Gracie Abrams while I study. I love Gracie Abrams. Ava, if you're still listening, just a reminder that I'm going to see Gracie Abrams in concert. Just in case. Ava, like, that's...
Little flex.
Little flex there. Remember? Just remember that. Just
remember.
I feel bad. I've been rubbing it in her face. Ava, if I ever get an extra ticket, I will give it to you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. But, like, Google study atmosphere rain. And it's just, like, it's got a cute little video that's, like, of a library that's, like, super aesthetic.
I'd listen to, like, jazz. Like smooth jazz. And it, like, has, like, a picture of, like, a cute little coffee house with, like, a cat.
Yeah. That just reminds me of, like, my 10th grade English teacher. She would always play smooth jazz.
Oh, my God. So would my, like, a 10th grade history teacher. He would play, like, jazz and stuff. One time he played, like, Eminem while we were, like, all working. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, thanks. It was, like, one of the clean versions, too. But it was, like, a clean version of, like, a song that had a lot of swear words. So, like, every few seconds it would just be, like, bleeped out. Huh. And we're like, oh, great.
Interesting.
This is nice.
Ooh, speaking of Taylor Swift and teachers playing music, on my first day of geography, like here at Laurier,
mm-hmm.
My prof was playing Taylor Swift when we got into the room.
I love him. It was Guy, right?
Yeah, Dr. Britton.
Dr. Britton.
Absolute legend.
He's the literally. Best. Anybody who likes Taylor is a legend.
Yeah.
Anyone.
If you want a fun class, take GG101. I think that's what it is. GG101? Yes, so much fun.
Oh my God, we have 2 minutes left.
No.
What's your final thought? How did you like being on the radio today?
This was so much fun. I want to come back.
You should come back. Yeah. You should just like cancel curling and just come talk with me.
Every three weeks. I can do it every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks?
Yeah, when I have the 5 p.m. game.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yay.
Well, think of something so fun to do for the next one. I mean, this was like so fun.
Okay. I suggested
oh my God,
people write in with their problems.
You had a good
and
suggestion.
Then we like
I genuinely
give
think
our opinions.
Yes.
I think it'd be so much fun.
I definitely think
I feel
we should
like
do
I
that.
Have good opinions. You have great opinions. You've helped me with so many problems.
Oh my God. I feel like no. My opinions are too strong. I can't voice them without being controversial.
That's what makes it really interesting.
That's why. I was like, you're like Jeremiah or Conrad. And I'm like, by the end of the show, I will absolutely slander Jeremiah. And I did just that.
Yep.
I pushed it through.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's more too. If you read book 3, oh my God.
Ooh.
Book 3 is like so bad. I'll tell you after the show, but like Jeremiah, done for. They absolutely cancel him in book 3.
Oh damn.
He's canceled.
I'm excited for season 3 then.
Yeah. Oh, season 3 is going to be chaotic.
Ooh, guys, love that.
Literally like less than a minute left. What do you want to say? What's your final word to the audience listening?
Thank you for having me on.
Aww,
this was fun.
That was sweet.
I hope you like my weird opinions on exile and...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Good times.
Last time.
I'm going to stick with that opinion.
I'm
mostly because if I change it now, people will be like, who are you?
It's good to have your own opinions.
Yeah, strong
that
opinion.
That you stick with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my skip.
All right, it is 11 o'clock, guys, and that concludes our show today. I hope everybody enjoyed, and tune in next week for something just as fun as this week. I hope you all have a good night. Drive safe. I love you. Goodbye.